By first name. Okay, so we've got Martin and we've got Chris. Martin's a joinery expert, Chris is an engineering expert, and I'm going to leave them to talk about technology. Okay,
so just start talking.
So how do you find technology in classroom? Do you use smart board or not?
I tend to use a smart board, yeah. I tend to find the features that come with it. The fact that you can put a DVD on it, which in the olden days, it would be old VHS cassette, messing about, trying to scramble the channel. For me, it just seems a lot easier. CD in, smart board, you can stop and start. And you can, there's a lot of features you can do, which I'm still learning what they are.
Well, I find that problem. With me being an older sort of person, I'm not quite as with this smart board thing.
I'm probably not the speed checking myself as that I used to be, but I am slowly grasping and I'm learning the different aspects of what you can do with a smart board.
Yeah.
But most of it is trial and error and just find that yourself. I find the PowerPoint. Do a PowerPoint, and I just think it's just so visual. It's there for them, you can see it.
They'll focus on it, won't they? Yeah.
That's right, you're focusing. I mean, you've got pictures, and then if you talk about something, you can throw in a quick clip.
Yeah.
Good on the...
How do you find technology in workshop?
In the workshop, I haven't really been in a workshop, apart from outside, I've been once. But for me in the workshop, I don't see how it could possibly work. It's too noisy.
I'm not talking about, somebody's put a smart board in our workshop, but it's just not working. I'm talking about sort of equipment that you use. Do you think it's up to date?
Not really, no. There's a lot of aspects. I mean, in the workshop that I've seen, they've got basic lathes, which is fair, and basic mowing machines. And I've got CNC machines, but I think they need to involve people more on those aspects, because that is the focus of the future. The computer. One time it was a CNC where you'd just been out of program, and now it's basically the CAD-CAM structure, and now it's going further on eventually. Yeah. It's just going
to... I find that technology outside is overtaking college by miles.
Yeah,
you know, the college just ain't keeping up with it as far as tools and machinery in workshop are concerned. And it's, I don't know, it's showing on lads, because some of them are actually doing work out there and they've got more of a clue about machinery. It just ain't available at college.
I think that's the trouble. I mean, even though we as lecturers, I'm fortunate in the sense that I've actually worked out in the industry for many years, so then I've come into it, so I've experienced it, but you do tend to find a lot of lecturers have not actually been out in the real world and actually worked in a factory environment, gone through the system, and then you'll get the student who's actually been doing it, and then you're there to teach him the specialty of how he needs to be an engineer, and he could be sat going, well, hang on a minute. I'm actually doing this at work. What are you actually teaching me? I already know.
Yeah, and you'll find that they've got better ways of doing it, because they are using machinery where we work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have a chop saw in the workshop, and it's just so antiquated. All you can do is cut wood with it. But chop saws these days, you can do all sorts of things with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think if it comes down to the fact it's funding and money.
Well, yeah.
I think the trouble is, it's like anything else in the college environment, would you spend half £1 million on a load of machinery that Joe Bloggs might turn up and by accident wreck?
Well, there's that, isn't there? Yeah, I mean, we don't spend that sort of money, but I mean...
I'm just thinking, like, Joe, I don't know if you, like, maybe bought five or six machines.
Yeah, yeah.
Highly tech machines, which, I mean, I've worked on machines that cost them just itself £1 million.
Yeah.
And the aspect of it, it's absolutely frightening. As soon as they go, this cost £1 million, you're just... Yeah, and who's going first?
Yeah.
And you look around, but you're not, you're going first, and that's when you think, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I just don't feel like keeping up with the outside world, really.
Well, you just recorded a podcast, so it sounds to me like you're keeping up really well. Let me stop you there, guys. Thank you very much.